Biden probe, GOP senators request Ukraine interview with dossier hoaxer Victoria Nuland. By Aaron Klein on December 20, 2019. Victoria Nuland, a former senior official the Obama-era State Department who played a key role in disseminating the anti-Trump dossier, has been asked by three Senate GOP chairmen to provide an interview as part of the lawmakers' investigation into possible corruption related to Ukraine and Joe and Hunter Biden. The interview request, also sent to four other ex-Obama administration officials, may be particularly instructive since email chains reportedly show Nuland worked closely on Ukraine issues with Eric Ciaramella, whom Real Clear Investigations suggests is the likely so-called whistleblower. Breitbart News further reported that Ciaramella was part of an Obama administration email chain celebrating the eventual signing of a $1 billion U.S. loan guarantee to Ukraine in addition to numerous other emails. Ciaramella also received emails about Ukraine policy from a top director at George Soros's Open Society Foundations, Breitbart News recently reported. The emails informed Ciaramella and a handful of other Obama administration foreign policy officials that included Nuland about Soros's whereabouts. The contents of Soros's private meetings about Ukraine and a future meeting the billionaire activist was holding with the Prime Minister of Ukraine. Nuland served as Assistant Secretary of State for European Affairs, where she worked closely with Ciaramella. On Wednesday, Senators Lindsey Graham, RSC, Ron Johnson, Republican Wisconsin, and Chuck Grassley, Republican Iowa, gave Nuland and the four others until Monday to respond to their requests. The senators chair the Judiciary, Homeland Security, and Governmental Affairs, and Finance Committees, respectively. The senators wrote, "These interview requests continue the chairman's oversight efforts related to potential conflicts of interest and political influence by Ukrainian elements, including the natural gas firm Burisma, which employed Hunter Biden as a board member while his father was vice president and the public face of the Obama administration's handling of Ukraine." Besides Nuland, the senators also asked for staff-level interviews with Under Secretary of State for Economic Growth, Energy, and the Environment Catherine Novelli, former Deputy Secretary of State Antony Blinken, former Biden Energy Advisor Amos Hochstein and David Wade, John Kerry's former Chief of Staff. Ciaramella's name comes up in six Obama-era government emails that were released by the State Department as part of two previous Freedom of Information Act requests. At the time of the exchanges, Ciaramella served as the Director for Baltic and Eastern European Affairs for the Obama-era National Security Council, where he worked on Ukraine policy. He is now an analyst at the Central Intelligence Agency. The email about the loan guarantee to Ukraine is one of several that shows Ciaramella in the loop with top officials such as Nuland working on Ukraine policy under the Obama administration. The loan guarantee was pushed through after Ukraine agreed to several reforms, especially the firing of the nation's top prosecutor, Viktor Shokin. This at a time that Shokin was reportedly investigating Burisma, the Ukrainian natural gas company paying Hunter Biden. Joe Biden infamously boasted on video about personally threatening to withhold loan guarantees from Ukraine unless Shokin was removed. Another released email shows Ciaramella himself sending a message to Nuland and others. Most of the contents are blocked out, including the email's subject line. One non-classified section of that email shows a reply stating, "Embassy Kiev, coordinated with our USAID mission folks, will have detailed input tomorrow." One email involving Nuland was sent 2 days before the loan guarantee was signed on June 3, 2016. "Can you confirm who will be doing the actual signing for each side?" the exchange asked. Separate emails show Ciaramella and Nuland being updated by the Open Society about Soros's Ukraine activities. In one instance, Jeff Goldstein, senior policy analyst for Eurasia at the Open Society Foundations, sent a June 9, 2016 email to Nuland and Ciaramella, who were the missive's primary recipients. CC'd were three other State Department officials involved in European affairs, including Alexander Kasanov, who worked at the U.S. Embassy in Kiev. The message read, "I wanted to let you know that Mr. Soros met with Johannes Hahn in Brussels earlier today. One of the issues he raised was concern over the decision to delay the visa liberalization for Georgia and the implications for Ukraine." The email revealed that GS, meaning Soros, is also meeting Georgian President Georgi Mark Velashvili today and speaking with Prime Minister Groyman, referring to Ukrainian Prime Minister Volodymyr Groyman. The email stated that Soros told Han that Ukrainian civil society is concerned that without reciprocity from the EU for steps Ukraine has taken to put in place sensitive anti-corruption and anti-discrimination legislation and institutions, it will not be possible to continue to use the leverage of EU instruments and policies to maintain pressure for reforms in the future. Soros also urged Han to advocate with member states to move ahead with visa liberalization for Ukraine, the email related. I'm sure you've been working this issue hard. If you have any thoughts on how this is likely to play out or where particular problems lie, I'd appreciate if you could let us know, the email concluded. Goldstein's email text sent to Nuland and Chiramella was not addressed to any one individual. Nuland replied that she would be happy to discuss the issues by phone. Goldstein set up a phone call and wrote that Soros specifically asked that an employee from the billionaire's personal office join the call with Nuland. The email was released last August as part of a separate Freedom of Information Act request by the conservative group Citizens United. The FOIA request was unrelated to Chiramella. Johannes Hahn, referenced in the emails as meeting with Soros about Ukraine, is the European Commissioner for Neighborhood Policy and Enlargement Negotiations. In 2015, Hahn participated with Nuland in the YES Summit, which bills itself as the leading public diplomacy platform in Eastern Europe. Another summit participant was Vadim Pasherskyy, a board advisor to Burisma, the Ukrainian natural gas company at the center of the impeachment trial and the allegations related to Hunter and Joe Biden. On scores of occasions, Hahn was a featured speaker at roundtables and other events produced by the Atlantic Council think tank, which is funded by and works in partnership with Burisma. The Atlantic Council is also financed by Soros's Open Society Foundations and has been in the news for ties to various actors associated with the impeachment issue. In one of several instances, Breitbart News reported, itinerary for a trip to Ukraine in August organized by the Atlantic Council reveals that a staffer on Representative Adam Schiff's House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence held a meeting during the trip with acting U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine Bill Taylor, now a key witness for Democrats pursuing impeachment. The Schiff staffer is also an Atlantic Council fellow, while Taylor has evidenced a close relationship with the Atlantic Council. Breitbart News previously reported on other emails that show Chiramella worked closely with Nuland. Nuland has come under repeated fire for her various roles in the anti-Trump dossier controversy. In their book, Russian Roulette, The Inside Story of Putin's War on America and the Election of Donald Trump, authors and reporters Michael Isikoff and David Korn write that Nuland gave the green light for the FBI to first meet with Steele regarding his dossier's claims. It was at that meeting that Steele initially reported his dossier charges to the FBI, the book relates. FBI notes cite career Justice Department official Bruce Orr saying that Nuland was in touch with Fusion GPS co-founder and dossier producer Glenn Simpson. Senator John McCain, who infamously delivered the dossier to then-FBI Director James Comey, reportedly first dispatched an aide, David J. Kramer, to inquire with Nuland about the dossier claims. Meanwhile, looped into some other email chains with Chiramella was then-Secretary of State John Kerry's Chief of Staff at the State Department, John Finer. An extensive New Yorker profile of Steele named Finer as obtaining the contents of a two-page summary of the dossier and eventually deciding to share the questionable document with Kerry. Finer reportedly received the dossier summary from Jonathan M. Weiner, the Obama State Department official who acknowledged regularly interfacing and exchanging information with Steele, according to the report. Weiner previously conceded that he shared the dossier summary with Nuland. After his name surfaced in news media reports related to probes by House Republicans into the dossier, Weiner authored a Washington Post op-ed in which he conceded that while he was working at the State Department he exchanged documents and information with Steele. Weiner further acknowledged that while at the State Department, he shared anti-Trump material with Steele passed to him by longtime Clinton confidant Sidney Blumenthal, whom Weiner described as an old friend. Weiner wrote that the material from Blumenthal, which Weiner in turn gave to Steele, originated with Cody Shearer, who is a controversial figure long tied to various Clinton scandals. In testimony last year, Nuland made statements about a meeting at the State Department in October 2016 between state officials and Steele, but said that she didn't participate. At a June 2018 hearing, Senator Richard Burr, RNC, revealed contents of the State Department's visitor logs while he was grilling Nuland. At the hearing, Burr asked, "I know you talked extensively with our staff relative to Mr. Steele. Based upon our review of the visitor logs of the State Department, Mr. Steele visited the State Department briefing officials on the dossier in October of 2016. Did you have any role in that briefing?" "I did not," Nuland replied. "I actively chose not to be part of that briefing." "But were you aware of that briefing?" Burr asked. "I was not aware of it until afterwards," Nuland retorted. Nuland did not explain how she can actively chose not to be part of Steele's briefing, as she claimed, yet say she was unaware of the briefing until after it occurred. Nuland was not asked about the discrepancy during the public section of the testimony, which was reviewed in full by Breitbart News. Nuland previously served as Chief of Staff to Deputy Secretary of State Strobe Talbott under Bill Clinton's administration, and then served as Deputy Director for former Soviet Union Affairs. Nuland faced confirmation questions prior to her most recent appointment as Assistant Secretary of State over her reported role in revising controversial Obama administration talking points about the 2012 Benghazi terrorist attacks. Her reported changes sought to protect Hillary Clinton's State Department from accusations that it failed to adequately secure the woefully unprotected U.S. special mission in Benghazi. Likely whistleblower. A Real Clear Investigations report by investigative journalist and author Paul Sperry named Shahram Ella as best fitting the description of the so-called whistleblower. Officials with direct knowledge of the proceedings say Shahram Ella's name has been raised in private in impeachment depositions and during at least one House open hearing that was not part of the formal impeachment proceedings. Federal documents show Shahram Ella also worked closely with Joe Biden and worked under Susan Rice, President Obama's national security adviser. He also worked with former CIA Director John Brennan, an anti-Trump advocate who has faced controversy for his role in fueling the questionable Russia collusion investigation. Rice participated in Russia collusion probe meetings and reportedly unmasked senior members of Trump's presidential campaign. Sperry cites former White House officials saying Shahram Ella worked for Biden on Ukrainian policy issues in 2015 and 2016, encompassing the time period for which Biden has been facing possible conflict questions for leading Ukraine policy in light of Hunter Biden's work for Burisma. Mark Seid and Andrew Bakai, the activist attorneys representing the so-called whistleblower, refuse to confirm or deny that their secretive client is indeed Shahram Ella. "We neither confirm nor deny the identity of the intelligence community whistleblower," the lawyers told the Washington Examiner in response to an inquiry about Shahram Ella. Seid and Bakai added, "Our client is legally entitled to anonymity. Disclosure of the name of any person who may be suspected to be the whistleblower places that individual and their family in great physical danger. Any physical harm the individual and/or their family suffers as a result of disclosure means that the individuals and publications reporting such names will be personally liable for that harm. Such behavior is at the pinnacle of irresponsibility and is intentionally reckless." Soros funding and whistleblower complaint. Besides Burisma funding, the Atlantic Council is also financed by Soros's Open Society Foundations, Google, the Rockefeller Brothers Fund Incorporated, and the U.S. State Department. Google, Soros's Open Society Foundations, the Rockefeller Fund, and an agency of the State Department each also finance a self-described investigative journalism organization repeatedly referenced as a source of information in the so-called whistleblower's complaint alleging Trump was using the power of his office to solicit interference from a foreign country in the 2020 presidential race. The charges in the July 22 report referenced in the so-called whistleblower's document and released by the Google and Soros-funded organization, the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, ICRP, seem to be the public precursors for a lot of the so-called whistleblower's own claims, as Breitbart News documented. One key section of the so-called whistleblower's document claims that multiple U.S. officials told me that Mr. Giuliani had reportedly privately reached out to a variety of other Zelensky advisors, including Chief of Staff Andrei Bodin and Acting Chairman of the Security Service of Ukraine Ivan Bakunov. This was allegedly to follow up on Trump's call with Zelensky in order to discuss the cases mentioned in that call, according to the so-called whistleblower's narrative. The complainer was clearly referencing Trump's request for Ukraine to investigate the Biden corruption allegations. Even though the statement was written in first person, multiple U.S. officials told me, it contains a footnote referencing a report by the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, ACRP. That footnote reads, in a report published by the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, ICRP, on 22nd of July, two associates of Mr. Giuliani reportedly traveled to Kiev in May 2019 and met with Mr. Bakunov and another close Zelensky advisor, Mr. Serhii Shafir. The so-called whistleblower's account goes on to rely upon that same ICRP report on three more occasions. It does so too. Write that Ukraine's Prosecutor General Yuri Lutsenko also stated that he wished to communicate directly with Attorney General Barr on these matters. Document that Trump advisor Rudy Giuliani had spoken in late 2018 to former Prosecutor General Shokin in a Skype call arranged by two associates of Mr. Giuliani. Bolster the charge that, I also learned from a U.S. official that associates of Mr. Giuliani were trying to make contact with the incoming Zelensky team. The so-called whistleblower then relates in another footnote, I do not know whether these associates of Mr. Giuliani were the same individuals named in the 22nd of July report by ACRP, referenced above. The ACRP report repeatedly referenced is actually a joint investigation by the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project, ICRP, and BuzzFeed News, based on interviews and court and business records in the United States and Ukraine. BuzzFeed infamously also first published the full anti-Trump dossier alleging unsubstantiated collusion between Trump's presidential campaign and Russia. The dossier was paid for by Hillary Clinton's campaign and the Democratic National Committee, and was produced by the Fusion GPS opposition dirt outfit. The ICRP and BuzzFeed joint investigation resulted in both ICRP and BuzzFeed publishing similar lengthy pieces on July 22 claiming that Giuliani was attempting to use connections to have Ukraine investigate Trump's political rivals. The so-called whistleblower's document, however, only mentions the largely unknown ICRP and does not reference BuzzFeed, which has faced scrutiny over its reporting on the Russia collusion claims. Aaron Klein is Breitbart's Jerusalem bureau chief and senior investigative reporter. He is a New York Times best-selling author and hosts the popular weekend talk radio program, Aaron Klein Investigative Radio. Follow him on Twitter at Aaron Klein Show. Follow him on Facebook. Joshua Klein contributed research for this article.